We're on Daf Mem Chesamad Aleph, the bottom Toisvis. It says, "By Mephibosheth ben Shaul Yorad Likras Hamelach, Loi Oso Raglov, Loi Oso Sfomay." The Gemara is medayik from this that Loi Oso means he wasn't koitzitz. Rashi learned Siponi Raglov. Didn't trim the tzipanayim, and did not trim his mustache. What does he tell you? Swiss, leosa raglov, perish pekuntres tzipone raglov. Olerinire bahaino seyo beisa elve. Dahochi mashme perik mitzvahs chalitze, gabi mina rekuva ulamailo. The Gemara speaks about over there from the knee in higher chalitzoso psulo. Why is the chalitza puzzle? Because you have to be chalitza naloi me'al ragloi. And over the knee it's not called regal. Lememre doloi mikre regal min arkuva lemailo. Tosh ma'av loi osa es raglo. So it seems we're speaking about the area that is over the knee and it's called raglo. Mishani lishna ma'alye. That means it's not a meduyik tikaloshen. Could be an aloche, that area is not called regal. No, it's only a lishna ma'alye. Al korponim, we see from Chazal that they translated this pasuk, it's going on the sar beisa elbe. So Tosfos says, mikan ein raya dishori legaleach sar beisa elbe. It seems Mephibosheth was not megaleach because of the Avelis, he was misabel on the tzara that occurred to David HaMelech. But will seem be ikeradin, it is permissible to be megaleach sar shabeisa erbe. So Taisi says it's no rai. The shema midarabonon also, could be midarabonon it's also. And Bisman Mephibosheth, the Gzeret Rabbon was as yet non-existent. Aber Bereish Perik Beis Nezirim, Koma Rav Behedye, Mekel Odom Kol Gufay Betar. A person is permitted to trim his hair, Afilo Sayo Beis HaShechi Ubeis HaErve. From the Gemara, it would seem that in Kol Gufay includes all Mekaymes. How do we see this? Kedemash Mahosam Deporich Halo. The Gemara asks on Rav, V'hosan Yamavur Seyer Beis HaShechi Beis Erva Areza Leike. That he gets Malkis. So how can you say, Mekel Odom Kol Gufay Betam? We learn to Leike because of this. Umishani. He come a rav b'misparayim. That the baraisa that says you like is dafke betar. And rav is mekel b'misparayim with scissors. V'ha betar come a rav himself said, mekel adam kol gufay betar ke'ein tar. That means it is a close cut. It's similar to what a tar accomplishes, but it is not a tar. So from the Gemara we would see, from now we have enough in the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be saying that Betar is also, you like your Betar, and the Misparayim is Mutter. Vim Taima, now this is a Gemara Dafnun Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara Nozir Dafnun Tes Amid Aleph says as follows. The Bosa Rochi Koma Boi Minei Rav Merabchiyu Ma Merabchiyu Ma Ligaleich is Giluach Mutter. Oma Layosa. So he told them it's also. V'hoko godl. So Rav asked, but the saris grow very large, and the person is mitztayer, it's very uncomfortable. Amalai gvul yeshloi. So Rav Chi answered him, there's a gvul, that means it doesn't grow without a gvul. That means there's a certain amount of sar that grows, and then it falls out, it's nisha. So Mimele, so that what you're asking, Gakasha, it has to be Mutter, because else it will be, a person will have difficulties. No, Gmu Yeshla. So now, we have to figure out what exactly is the Gemara speaking about. is mashme de bemisparayim boy minay. L'chayre, the shayla was, is it permissible bemisparayim? Yishori, the I betar, if the shayla was betar, my parich vaka godus, what's the kasha yes, tsar? If the problem is only that how is one able to be saved with the tsar, so you don't have to make iluach, you could be megalech b'misparayim. So lechayre we have to say that the shaila was b'misparayim, and he answered him it is also, and he asked him b'hakagodol, so he told him v'ul yeshloi. So we see it is also b'misparayim. That is a Gemara and Dachnun Tesa Medalab. And the Gemara and Dachnun Chesam at base, Rav himself said, the Mekal Adam Kol Gufay Betar, which includes also the base of Erve. So Tosfos answers, V'shem Bar Rav Loi Kiblo Me Rav Chiya. The Gemara and Dachnun Tesa, he asked him a Shaila. Rav Chiya told him his opinion that it is also. Rav himself holds that it is permissible. Rabbeinu Tam Meforish the Betar Boy Minay. No, the Shaila and Daf Nuntas, he asked them if it's Mutter with a razor. Vaha the Parish Vaha Kol Godel. That what he asked him was going to grow, the hair is going to go very long. So what's the Kashi? He can make it Misparayim. Hori Perushe. Aloy Ein Zatikum. This is not considered a Tikum. That was the kasha. The kasha was, why should it be also, since it's godel, and the whole purpose is not l'shem yipui, no menias tzar, so why should a tzar be also? This does not fall into the category of La Yulbash. Ulafizet Zach Lemish La Yede Baraisa Delel Shaiser. So then we'll have to say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we hear in Dafnun Chesem at Beis, the Gemara Eshta Kashe, that it says that a Mabir Seyer Beis HaShechi Beis HaBereisa Loike, and that's speaking about Tav. So on Dafnun Chesem at Beis, it seems that Betar is also. In Dafnun Tesa Medalef Raz Vestabchi, why should it be also? Tzarech Loi Mishlo Yedei Bereise Dor Shoi Seres, he was unaware of the Bereise, and Rabchi's Psak, he was Cholet. Ubal Alochus Gdeilus Goris Hochi. But the violet comes out that Lemaise Misparayim is permissible, and tar is also. Ubal aloch is dos gorusochi. Omar Rav, mekel odom kol gufei betar. Basan yohamavir areza loike. Ki koma Rav bishari vohim. So now the Gemara says, this is the Bahag's Gilse, that Rav was only mekel bishari vohim, but the sabay sashachi baiser, but he wasn't matter. So the Gemara is a milz no kash. Loike is on these two mekaymes, and Rav is speaking about sharibor. So the Gemara is ubishar ivorim mishari. Ishar ivorim permissible vasanya avores sayer eni midibrei teira ela midibrei soifrim. Now, so from the Gemara's kash, it would seem that this is speaking about sharibor. The Rakvanim is also midrabonim. Umash Malay the Ayriya Hibaraise Af Misharivom that al Kaponim is also midarabona. Umishani ki komarab misparay. That what it says that Sharivorim is also midarabona. Speaking about Pa. And Rav is speaking about misparayim, kisan yehi betar. So it comes out according to this girs, it comes out as follows. That Shari Vorim is only Mutter B'Misparai. And Betar is also. And Seyer Mokim Mashechi, Bebeisen Shechi Beis Erbi is also a Philip B'Misparai. Because that was the first Eretz. That Rav is only speaking about B'Shari Vorim, not Beis Hashechi. And then the Gemara Shari Vorim is also Wasser. And that the Gemara said Misparai. ולפי זה, according to the Bahag's Girsa, בשערי ברים לא ישורי אלא במספריים. ובייס השערי בייס אלא אפילו במספריים אוסום. ומיד הרבונון, so now it's everything is also מיד הרבונון, ליתיק שאח דאוכה. That means, here it seems מפי בוישס, was not מגלך על צבלס, אבל בייס ויש תמה זה, it's permissible. Miu balalochis deli shall aspanya kosov elohob elohobitar vohobi misparayim. After the Gemara asked the kasha that shari vorim is also, so the Gemara says elohobitar vohobi misparayim vohodibay mishini yekame dishoni ki kamerab b'shari vorim. The Gemara does not anymore differentiate between shari vorim לבייס השחי, לגיוס הזו שערי וורם, ועד היוסל לגלר בטר, אבל מספריים שורי, הבייס השחי ובייס הערבי. אפילו מיד הרבות. באורך בערך גינוס תראה גוירס כגירס וספורם שלום. ובתשובס הגאונים, שורי לגלייך, בתשובס הגאונים, הזמת לגלייך בייס השחי ובייס הערבי, כי מגלייך כל גוף עם אירושי ועד רגלו. If is megaleach kol gufoim, so this is segiluach is muta. Lemash medairi b'metzayre de pshito ala megaleach l'refue. Given the megaleach kol gufoim, since the whole guf is nizgalach ein zay yipui ala nivul. So then the whole thing is a nivul, and then is permissible. V'teidad le'mishtamet b'shum duchte gabi mitzayre, she'yesed the mitzayre doicha labda le'yilbash geva. So why didn't anyone ever think of this problem? El labda kofas arosh v'zokin greide. The Gemara speaks about the lab of a kofas arosh v'zokin, how the mitzvah of taglachas mitzayre is doicha. So kaponim, so we see that kol gufoi is bachlau no iso whatsoever. Zok the Gemara baita, tono rabonon, uvorso es ovio ve es imo. It says by a yefas toyam, uvorso es ovio ve es imo, Rabbi Lezer oimer ovio, ovio mamish, imo, imo mamish. That Lamaise, she's being now separated for good from her parents, and the Torah gave her a month of Bechi to get used to the transition. Rabbi Kiva Oima, Oviya, Vima, Zu Avedis Kechav. Chaynu Oima, Oimrim La'etz, Ovi Oto. Let us see Taisus. Rabbi Lazar Oima, Oviya, so we have a machlokes tanoim, what is pshat ovi ovi imo? So Tosfos says the machlokes is lemizba kroi pligi. The whole machlokes is how do we translate the psukim? There's no machlokes la loche. So machlokes how to explain the psukim. Pshat number one. Inami nafkemine. No, maybe it's a machlokes la loche. In meisu ovi ovi imo. What if they're dead already? So now there's no inyan of Bechi to cry on that she separated from her parents because they're dead already. Or in his gairu. So there's an afkemina lalocha. The places would seem holds it's like a mitzvah, and this mitzvah only applies if they're still around. Berivon perish del Rabbi Kiva tzricha shetichper ba'avidus kechovim. Koidim sheti boiloi. And uvox is going on Aveda Zore, that means that she should be menatek herself from Aveda Zore. We're giving her a 30-day period for this, and then it's finished. After the 30 days, she's completely menutek. So it's a nafkemina la'aloche. It's not, it's the geiris of a yefas toira only applies after she's kaifa b'avayda zara. So Taisa says, ulo peirushay, according to the Rivon, loy osi ke Rabbi Kiva, hodiktoni leo b'med v'mum shaloy kiblo leo. There the Gemara says that the whole Indian of Yerach Yomim is if she was not mekabel geiris. is if she's mekabel geiris, there is no shir of 30 days. As soon as she's mekabel, she's mekabel. So the pashtus of the Gemara would seem, so the whole din of 30 days, if there's no Kabbalah, then there's an inyan of 30 days, and then we make a geiris bal kocha. Now, according to Rabbi Kiva, we need that she should be kaifa b'avei d'zora. So then it's difficult to understand what's the inyan of 30 days. It's... Let us see further. Yerach yomim, yerach shloishim yom. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, tishim yom. That this whole procedure takes 90 days. How do we get 90 days? Yerach shloishim, yomim shloishim, ba'acha kein, tavila ba'alto, zoso shloishim. Maskiv lo ravina eimo yerach shloishim yomim shloishim, acha kein kihani. And acha kein means if a time will elapse as long as the yerach and the yomim, that means after another 60 days, then tovi aleo. Kihani shishim. Bohechi kama. Acha kein after Tavi Aleha, Acha, Shir, Acha, Kaze, after such a time will pass, a time of 30, 60 days, Tavi Aleha. Tana Rabban, Mikaimim Avodim She'inom Molim Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. A person is permitted to be Mikaim and Eved, that he's not nimble, he's allowed to keep him. Rabbi Kiva Oima Ein Mekayimin. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you're not permitted, if he doesn't want to mal himself, you're not permitted to keep him. Omale Rabbi Yishmol Areyu Oima V'yinofesh Ben Amoscho. This pasuk V'yinofesh Ben Amoscho that says that the Ben Amoscho should rest on Shabbos. So this pasuk we'll see is speaking about an eved that is not nimble. So how can you say ein mekaimin? It seems you have such an eved, and this pasuk is talking about halachas v'yinofesh ben amoscho. Amalei. So Rabbi Kiva answered him b'leikeach eved ben ashmoshes lehispik lemoiloi akosav medaba. It's speaking about this pasuk is asking a very good kasha. How is it possible that a person should have in his house an eved that's not nimble? So I'll tell you, it is speaking about that he was purchased in Bein HaShemoshes, and there was not sufficient time to be malim. So Mamela, so this Shabbos, what is the halacha? So this Shabbos of Yom Nofish Ben Amosra. Next Shabbos, you'll be malim, or you'll get rid of him. But this Shabbos, the pasuk is telling us, since you did not have the opportunity to be malim before Shabbos, so there's anudim v'yinofish ben amoscho, which is speaking about an eved shaloi nimo. The lashon of the Gemara says, blekech eved ben hashmoshes. I don't understand the lashon. Losh is very difficult to understand. He purchased Bein HaShemoshes. Yeah. I mean, if we're speaking about Minatoyre allowed to purchase in Shabbos also for all practical purposes. Tayre Masa Matna is only also Medivrei Kabbalah. And if we're speaking about Lemaise, so, I mean, Lemaise Lechere Bein HaShemoshes, Masa Matan is also Shvusim, which Amuta Bein HaShemoshes. I don't know if Masa Matan goes into the Heter of Shvusim, because Lechere is also Medivrei Kabbalah. Number one. And number two, Shvusim is only Muta Letzorech Mitzvah, and Letzorech Godel. So it's very difficult to understand the Loshen. Bleikeich eved bein hashmoshes. Grad in Mechilte, the Mechilte says, bleikeich eved somoch lachasheicha. That's a very understandable notion. So the Gemara says, "The kula alma miyus v'yinafesh ben amoscha be'eved oruksiv." It seems everyone agrees that this pasuk is speaking about an eved oru, and that's the kasha. Either it's proof you're allowed to have an eved oru, or we say the pasuk is speaking about a case that he was unable to be malim. My mashma, how do you know that the pasuk is speaking about an eved oru? The Sanya Vinofish Ben Amosra Bevid Oro Lakosu Medaba. Ata Ime Bevid Oro. Ayeni Elo Bevid Mohu. Shoima Lamanya Nuach Avdoch of Amosra Kamoicha. There's a posse that speaks about the Shvisis Avdoi Sarei Evid Mohu Lomo. So that posse is speaking about an Evid Mohu. Omani Mekayim Vinofish Ben Amosra Bevid Oro. So this is speaking about an Eved Ol. Let us see Rashi. Hare yoyme v'yinofesh ben amoscho. V'hai b'Eved Ol k'si. K'de mefosh l'kamo. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Kiva that says, ein mekaymen. Ben ha-shmoshe shol ha-rev Shabbos ispik l'moyloi o'masiroi ha-kosov l'raboi al-avdoi l'nuach b'yoyme amochos. So it seems from the Lashon of Rashi, Umazhiroi Akosov L'Raboi, that the Posik is Mazer the Rebbe, the Odoin, Al Avdoi L'Nuach B'Yom HaMochos. It seems that the Odoin is Mitzuvah to see that he should be Noch, he shouldn't do Moloche. That means he's a Goy. But there's Mutl on the Odoin Achiev to see that he shouldn't work. V'loy al Shabbos habo. We're not speaking about the next week. Sherei tzorich lemoyloi b'Shabbosu. We're not speaking about the next Shabbos, because according to Rabbi Kiv, you have to be malah. But even the mole, and if he's a nimulol mikoachen avke leman yenuach avdecho dolakama mukila be'evit shemol. So this posik be enoughish ben amoscha, speaking about the when it was bought samach lechashecha. So there it's mutu on the odin to see that he shouldn't work. That's what seems from Rashi. Let us see Tosfos Yerach Shloishim Yom. So it seems Yerach is Tam Yerach is a 30-day month. V'chein ve'kama d'nozev, ein v'shloishim yom, k'v'chsiv ad chodesh yomim. Mash medestam chodesh loishim. Hodam rini b'reish shana b'sanhedrin, kama ibur shana, how long, how many days is do we make an ibur yor, the month that is going to be a shana mubaris, that makes it a Shana Mubaris, how many days is it? Shloishim Yom. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oima Chodesh. So we see that Chodesh, the translation of Chodesh, does not mean 30 days. Chodesh means 29 days. And here we say that Yerach and Chodesh means 30 days. That means if we have a machlokes, someone says it's 30 days, and someone says it's a Chodesh, then we see that by saying Chodesh, it means 29 days. But if it says Tamazay Chodesh alone, so then it means 30 days. Ein mekaymen perish rivon shelo yinosech yenay. That the reason Rabbi Kiva holds that one is not permitted to hold an eved shelo yimol bebeisoy is because kulkulim kakamatze, he's a goyin, he might be menasech yenay. Because shall read him kenki asni ba'dainami. Later we'll see in the Gemara that Rabbi Kiva's might, if he made a tenai with him, it's permissible to keep him. Now, if the lomdis is because of Shem Yishleinosech Yeinei Selchei Ratznai wouldn't help the situation. V'oi demitshuvosai shall Rabbi Yishmoel mashme demidiraisa pligi. Then Tosfos asks a second kasha. That means, if the whole tam that Rabbi Kiva holds ein mekayim mes avodim is because So why does Rabbi Shmuel ask him, it says in the Pasuk, V'yinofesh ben amoscho. So it seems you could have an Eved Shalaymo. She could have an Eved Shalaymo. This is at the Rabbon and the Kedin. This is at the Rabbon and the Kedin. So what is the Kashe on Rabbi Kiva? Amir the Kashe that Taisvus asks on the Rivon. Perhaps we could say, to find for the Rivon, perhaps we could say that Rivon held, there's a bakanta taz, the taz in Erechaim, Dachsimetz Tak Peiches, the taz says on the kasha of the Beishesh Mingzan, a kasha from the Ram. Just like Chazal, Asod, Netilas Lulev, and Tkiya Shoifer, and Reisheshon in Sukkis, Shechalias Beshabbos, so why didn't they ask a mila that's chal b'yom Shabbos also? Hashem yavirenu. So the Taz wants to answer this kasha. He wants to say that if the Torah specifically said, "Uvayom Hashmini v'yom afilu b'Shabbos," if the Torah was matter Shabbos b'feirish, so the Chachamim do not have a koyach to make a gzeira. If it says that in the midst of Tkiya Shaifa, the Pasuk doesn't mention Shabbos, so then Chazal can say that Shabbos is also. But if the Torah specifically said that one could make a meal on Shabbos, Chazal cannot make a gzeira. So perhaps that is the svara of the Rivon, that Rabbi Shmuel asks and Rabbi Kiva says that ein mekaymin asavod. One is not permitted to have an eved that's leinimo. It's not allowed to have it. It's midrabonon. So Rabbi Shmuel asked him, but it says an often the pasuk he could have such an eved. V'yinofesh ben amoscho. There's a pasuk that one can possess such an eved. So memela, how could Chazal answer it? Perhaps that's the sfora of the Rivon. So Rabbi Kiva answered, no, the Pasuk isn't speaking about, the Pasuk is speaking about a unique case that he was kind of the Bein HaShmoshes. So then it's permissible. It's not right that Chazal didn't make a gzeira. That Chazal couldn't make a gzeira. Benira Lari, the time of the Rabbi Kiva, תראיסי דקטה, לפי שציבה הקודש ברוך הוא לאברום לא מלעבודו. רבום אבינו was told that he has to be מעל לזעבודים, לקח עושה לקיים שאינון מוילם. So, it seems that's an unhugged לדורס. The one, we learn that from Avraham Avinu, just like there was a mitzvah then to be מעל לזעבודים, so every yid that has עבודים is not permitted to keep them, if he's not going to be Malda. Zot the Gemara Baita. It says in the Pasuk, V'yinofesh ben amoscho v'hager. Now, what ger are we speaking about? So the Gemara says, Ze ger toishav. This is a ger toishav. So the Gemara says, "Atoyim is a ger toisha, but he ain't a elo ger tzedek." Kshoyim is a ger chasha bisharecha, a ger tzedek amu. Amani mekayim a ger, ze ger toisha. Now, before we see Rashi and Tosfos, I'd like to elaborate for a few minutes. What is a ger toisha? The Ritva in Mesechtes Makis, Daftesa Med Aleph, brings down, there are three categories. There's a ger toishev, there's a ben noyach, and there's a goy. And all have different halachas. A ger toishev is a goy that came to Bezdin, and is mekabel on himself be Bezdin the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. He's mekabel it because Moshe Rabbeinu said and wrote in the Torah that these mitzvahs have to be in the skyim, by a ben noyach, and he's mekabel it in the bezin. This kabbalah gives him certain rights. He's a toshav. He's permitted to live together with the Eden, number one. And there's a mitzvah of achzakta boy. Der v'toysha v'chai imoch. There's a mitzvah to help support him if he finds himself in difficulties. The Brisker Rav, Seif of the Sefer, is Mavaya, even though the tzivui of the Sheva mitzvahs was already nitztave by Adam Arishin, by Noyach, but when the Torah was given, there was nischadash anu aloche, that every goy is mechuyev to be mekabel those Sheva mitzvahs. If he's mekabel them, he has a din of a ger toishev. Haben Noyach is a person who's not mekabel the Sheva mitzvahs. He doesn't go to Bezin, he's not mekabel them. For all practical purposes, could be he's not Ivan the Sheva mitzvahs, but he's not mekabel them, that he'll do them because it's written in the Torah. He thinks it's yesha, it's proper. That is not a ger toishev. That is a ben noyach. If I'm not mistaken, the Ritva says he has mikzah schar. A ger toishev, the Ritva calls him a metzuve v'oise. After the Kabbalah becomes a metzuve v'oise. And a ben noyach has a mikzah schar. He's not doing the mitzvah the way it should be done, but something. And then we have a goy. A goy is that he's not doing that either. He's not being mekayim the Zion mitzvahs. These are the three categories. Now we have an argument that a ger toishov, v'yinofesh, ben amoscha, v'hager, is speaking about a ger toishov. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Ger toishov, shekibol olov, shaloi lavei davedis kechom, v'oichol nevelis. He's not a ger tzaddik. V'his hiray akosav al Shabbos. The Torah was mazerim on Shabbos. He's mechuyev to eat Shabbos, to be ashamed of Shabbos. And Rashi says, the mechalol asa Shabbos k'oived avedis k'chav. Because the mechalol Shabbos is like an oived avedis k'chav. Now, we'll elaborate a little on Rashi after we see Tosfos. Zeger Tosfos, Perish Bekunteris, Shekibol Olam Shlalavid Avedis Kechob, Umachalur Shabbos Kaivid Avedis Kechob, Vekoshe De Imkang. Start on Daf Mem Zayin Medalef, Tana Rabbonon, Ger Shebol Iskayer, Bizman Azem, Oimer Mlei Maro, Iso Shebosol Iskayer, What brings you to be Megayas of Yatu Yedeya, Shishol, Bizman Azeh, Dvuyim, the Merchokim, Tchufim, the Shveilim, Tchufim, the Abegishtop, Tchufim, Shveilim, and the Terofim, the Surim Boim Aleim. Im Oima Yedeya Ni Ve'ini Kedai, I know this, Halabai Shibizoycha to be Mishtatav Bitzarosum, Mekabla Noisim Yad, Medin Noisim, Mikzas Mitzvahis Kalois, Mikzas Mitzvahis Chamuris. Medin oisai avoin leket shikhol peya maiseroni. Medin oisai onshin shal mitzvahs. Oimim lai have a yedeya sha'ad shalai bos lamida zuwa chalta chaylev yata onish koris. Yed chaylev does no koris. Chilalta shabbos yata onish skila. Va'arshava chalta chaylev onish koris. Chilalta shabbos onish skila. Hashem shimedim oisai onshin shal mitzvahs. Kach medin oisai matn schoron. Aimrim lei have yedei shalom aboy na osi elal tzadikim. I think the Losh Narambam is that's for Yisrael. Yisrael bezman aze enum yechelum lekabel loy raiv toive veloy raiv paronius. That means it can't be too good for Klal Yisrael because then the Yetzirah be megare be machti them be vayishma nishurim vayivod. But there's no Rav Paroni Yisrael, so there's no Kiloyim by Klal Yisrael. But the other is this Kiloyim. By Klal Yisrael, there's no such thing. Vein Marbin Olov, Vein Medagdikim Olov. So Rashi says, Vein Marbin Olov, Dvorim La'ayim Olov.
The Shach says, Eimar ben Olov has chorus onshim. You don't mention all the onshim. The medagdakim av ba'oison miktsas onshim. The miktsas onshim that we told him Shabbos and Chelev. Ein lo haydiyoi kol dikdukei onshim. You don't tell them all the dikdukei onshim. Kol adikdukim v'achumroi sheyesh b'iso Chelev v'iso Shabbos. That means you don't start teaching him Lamates Melochis, and you just tell him this skila for Shabbos and this chorus for Chayla. Kibul Molin Oisei Miyat. He was Mekabel. We told him already the Onshim, and he heard everything. What he's getting into is Molin Oisei Miyat. Nishtayru Boi Tzitzin Hamaakvin Es Hamile. Choyzrin umolin oisei shniyim. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, tzitzin chatichos boso, there's chatichos boso shaloi nifras hamilo kehilchoso. The milo was not nizgale kehilchoso. Rabbi Yankiv and Emes Liyakiv is ma'ira. It would seem from over here, we'll have later the sugya. That's our kapanama. He understood pshat that there are chatiches besar ha'ol. There are two oireis that cover the gid. There's the oir ha'priye, and that we make priye. And then there's the over that is the oir ha'ola. The oir ha'ola v'chaytech, and then the oir ha'priye, which is samuch le besar ha'gid, we're pireya. We're megala the yatora after the priye. Now, nishtayru boi tzitzin hama'akvin es hamile. So it would seem that these are chatiches bosa. This is from the Eir Ha'ola. The Eir Ha'ola was not cut off completely. So there are some of tzitzim, there are some chalokim of the Eir Ha'ola that is left. So, shaloi nifras hamila kilcho, so that means it's still covering a chelik of the mila. The chelik of the atore. So, molin oisoi shniya. So we make a second mila. So Rabbi Yankiv is ma'ira, if there was a chitach ha'olo, and there's a little bit left, so why aren't you peireya this oil? And he writes, he thinks that's what the Mo'ilim do, Lamai, said, that they cut the Eir Ha'ola, and if there's some of the Eir Ha'ola left, they bend it down. The Smar Gemara would seem the Eir Ha'ola has to be completely cut off. That's what says, Choyzrin Umolin Oysa Shniya. You don't bend it back. You, that has to be cut off completely. The Birchas Avrom is Ma'ira, mean these are dinim in Hilchas Mila. So why does the Tana have to say over these halachas and Hilchas Geiras? Geiras, you also need Mila. So he wants to say, perhaps I'd have a Havamina, that the Mila of Geiris, the Iker is the Hatofas Dam Bris. It's not necessary to be Mesa Kol Ha'ola. This is because this is a Nusach HaBrocha that we mentioned Hatofas Dam Bris by Milas Geirim. So I would think perhaps that is sufficient. You don't need Hasoras Kol Ha'ola. The Iker is the Hatofas Dam Bris, Shaboy. So it's Kamash Mo, no, you need Hasoras Kol Ha'ola as you need by Shamilis. Nisrape, now if he became healed, Matbilin Oisoi Miyat. Let us see Taisvis. Matbilin Oisoi Miyat, Mashme Shahamila Kaidem Tvila. The Mila has to be before Tvila. The Raya is because it seems that we try to make as soon as possible everything. Kibul molenoi semiyat. Now you have the nisrape matbilenoi semiyat. But there is a time that we have to wait from the let's say the meal is on Tuesday, so we have to wait till Thursday, there should be nischap, and then you're mal. So lechayre, if you want, if the speed is of the essence, so let's make the tvila on Tuesday and make the mila right away. So Tuesday will be a ger already. So that's Shan Tyson, Matbil Noise Miyad, Mash Mishamila Kaidim Tvila, because you need the Mila has to be before the Tvila. So you can't do it the other way around. To make the Tvila and the Mila will be again on Tuesday. You have to first make the Mila. That's the Loshen, Mila and Tvila. The Ritva Lamaise explains this aloche, just like there's a klal. The Ritva says, there's a klal that a tevil v'sheretz biyodai, so the tvila is not oile. So when he's an oral, also the tvila doesn't help. The tumas olis tume gemure.
So sell him back to a guy, you can't keep him. That means the most you can keep him is 12 months, and then you sell him. Amru Rabbonon kameda rapope. So the Rabbonon told rapope kiman the loike Rabbi Akiva. Now Rabbi Shuben Levi is not like Rabbi Akiva. We had Rabbi Akiva before. The Rabbi Akiva said one is not permitted to be mekayim and eved sheinei nimu. And here it says you mekayim him for 12 months. The Rabbi Akiva omayin mekayim. No, this can go according to Rabbi Akiva. Ani mili heiche de loy posko le milsei. Aval heiche de posko le milsei posko. Rabbi Akiva is speaking about heiche de loy posko. Heiche de posko posko. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi. Ha'oma ein mekaimim afilo yemechad, Rabbi Akiva says afilo yemechad ein mekaimim. So Moses says, ha'ni mili di ein mekaim. Heichad loy poskelemils, loy kibel me'oilam lehisgaya, loy posek megiyusay. That means when he was purchased, he never was mekabel for 1 minute to become a yid. To become a ger, to have the geirus of a levit. So le posko le migiyusai, aval heiche de posko le milsei bishas le kichosei v'nispayis le izgayu. If when he was purchased, he agreed he'll be mekabel geiros of an eved. Va'achakach chozer boy, that means he was posik the goyishkai, and lady was chozer megalgulim. Then you hold him shema yarzer v'yisratze loshen meirim. That's one pshat in the Rashi wants to say in the Gemara. Poskel lemus means if he was maskim livsek giyosai, he was mafsik to be mafsik the goyishkeit, then you hold him a year, he might come back to what he agreed to. Lishnachin, animili de ein mekaimin, heiche de loy posek lemilsai, shemekaimin stop. That means if there was no agreement how long he's going to hold him, you're holding him, so and he doesn't want to be mal himself, so then you're not permitted to, that's a mekayim savodim, that they want to be mal themselves. Aval heiched the posak, domole areini migalgal imach yud beis chaydish. They made up that the whole transaction between them is for 12 months. If you will not be mal yourself by then I'm going to resell you. That means since the whole transaction was done with a time limit, so this Bechlau does not have a loch of an Eved. He wasn't purchased for an Eved. An Eved is an Eved Olam. So this is a worker. He's purchasing for 1 year. So this is a din of a worker, not of an Eved. So Mamela, if it's for a 12-month period, so then there's no issa of having him not nimble.
Let us see the Gemara further. So we have here, our Papa had said, that this member of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Megal Golima Yud Beis Chodesh, this member can apply a filu according to Rabbi Kiva, and if it's poskel emilsei, so then it's permissible. Rabbi Kiva is speaking about loy poskel emilsei. Amar Rav Kahane Amrita Lishmaite Kami de Rav Zvid Minadoy. Told over this whole shtick teire, Rav Papa shtick teire, that Rabbi Kiva is only speaking about Loi Paske Le Milse. But Paske Le Milse, Rabbi Kiva is moide. Amar Li, so he told me, Ihochi, if that is true, ki Amar Le Rabbi Kiva, before we, Rabbi Shmuel asked him a kasha, how could you say one is not permitted to be mekayim an eved shein enimu? There's a posik v'yinofesh ben amoschom. So let Rabbi Kiva answer. That posik is speaking about poske lemilse. If there's a klal now, that poske lemilse lemaise is muta, so let him say poske lemilse. So the Gemara answers, Chodo mitrei taim mikom. Einachanami. He could have said it on other Teretz. This is also a true Teretz. Paskele Mose is another Teretz. Let us see Rashi. Lishmai tahai terutze darapope. Deche the Pasek le Mose mashine. Lishani lehoke gen the Pasek le Mose yoche le kaima koyud beis chaydish. Chad mitrei taim mishani le. Let us see Teisvis. Heiche de loy paska le milse. Perish Rabbeinu Tam. Now, we had a member of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, alekech evimev kechobim, smagal goim ayud beis chaydish. And then the Gemara asks, that doesn't stim with Rabbi Kiva, so the Gemara says, animil heiche de loy paska le milse. Perish Rabbeinu Tam, Bahani Mili Ad Rabbi Yeshua Koi. About what Rabbi Yeshua says, Megal Golima Yud Beis Chodesh. When did Rabbi Yeshua say, Megal Golima Yud Chodesh, Tulei Poske Lemilse, Haino, Kol Shodeiche Aishay Miyayim Liyayim Sheyimo. That means, that what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, you hold them 12 months. That is, dafke, when the guy never said bahachlote, he won't be mal himself. He said, I'll be mal myself tomorrow. See, he was doiche, leiposke, lemils, he never said a davachlote that he won't be mal himself. Then, you can hold them till 12 months. But if he told them, listen, I'm not interested in being mal myself, then you're not. So the Hani Mili going back on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Hani Mili ad Rabbi Kiva koi, the Lashon of the Gemara, it seems he's going Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says, L'chedis does not stim according to Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says, no, Hani Mili heiche, loy paske le milse. V'nira l'ri ke peirushoi. V'nira l'ri ke peirushoi. The Ri likes the pshat of the Rabbeinu Tam of paske le milse and loy paske le milse. But he does not say the way the Rabbeinu Tam said, the Hani Mili is going in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Hani Mili is going in Rabbi Kiva. Now what is Pshat? V'nili k'perusha, abad Rabbi Kiva koi. Teheiche den Yisrat Selomo v'deichayu. Hosom ein mekaimim, hoyulo mitzvah lomo, d'shui mitzvah loy mashina. Pumfakel. But when did Rabbi Kiva say Ein Mekayimin if Loi Paske Lemilse? So then he's just doiche him. He was misratz alomo, and he's just doiche him. Yom liyom has a yeso
Heil mitzulam adushu mitzulam ashin, aval heiche de posek shalayimu. Einem achuyev lomel bal kocha. That means if he's maskim to be mal himself. So now there's a mitzvah smila. If there's a mitzvah smila and he is preventing the mitzvah smila to be niskayim, so then we have a klal shi mitzvah loy mashina. Havol eiche de posak shaloy yimel, einem achuyev lomoy loy bal kocha. Then we don't have to be mal him bal kocha if he doesn't want to. Is saying that the mitzvah lomoil is dependent. If the eved was maskim and now he's stalling, so that's called shiur mitzvah. So it means it is, the mitzvah is mutal ala odin. And that whatever the stalling, so that's called a shiur mitzvah, then you're not mechuyev to, then you're not permitted to keep him, according to Rabbi Kiva. But if the Eved said klo, he doesn't want to become a nimu, so there's no mitzvah at all. There's no mitzvah to be mal, someone does not become a nimu. So that Rabbi Kiva is also made, but then you wait for 12 months. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Sholach Rovin Mishmei der Rabbi Eloi. Rovin said he heard this from Rabbi Eloi. Bechol Rabbi Sai Omri Li Mishmei. No, my Rebbe also said this with Shem Rabbi Eloi. Eize Eved Oru Shemuta Lekaimoi. Ze Sholokhei Rabbi Alminas Sholoi Lemoiloi. But the transition was, the purchase was, it was a mutual agreement, then you're allowed to keep. Amru Rabbonon Kamei Darapope, Kaman Deloik Rabbi Kiva. Deike Rabbi Kiva, Oma in Mekaimen. Amru Rav Popa, Fulu Taime Rabbi Kiva, Hanemila Hechidle Asni Bahadai. Rabbi Kiva means if they did not make such an agreement, so then the din is not allowed to be mekayim. There was no such agreement in the Mekach. Abul Heicha ba'asni asni, but they made an agreement, so then the ma'aseh then is permitted to have such an event. Amav kanam risul shmaite kamei derab zvid min odo v'omalei hochim. That is the case. Ki kol malei Rabbi Kiva belekech eved mi bein hashmoshes. Tispik lemoyle l'shani le ho. Let him say this teretz that's speaking about that asni bade. V'letameich l'shani le hach. Let him say the other teretz apostol emil say. Elochad mitrei et lost time we come. There's a few teretzim we could say. Said one of the teretzim. Yosef, Rab Chanine, Bar Papi, Rabami, Rab Yitzhak Nafcha, Kilod, Rab Yitzhak Nafcha, Yosri, Vekomi, Ir Achos, Oysa, Beretz Yisroel, Leirotzu, Avodel, Lomel, Gilgulu, Imoam, Achneim, Osachodish, Vechozu, Mochlum, Loiv de Kichol. Kaman, Kaitane, Disamil, Kechavim, Yev, Kechom, Leirotzu, Lomel, Megal, Grim, Achneim, Osachodish, Leimol, Chayzer umoyche loiv de kechavi. Rab Shimon ben Elazar oimer, eimashin oisoi be'eretz Yisrael, nehev setares. No, you don't do this. Ubin alad alad akil kulim. Ubir asmucha lekfor, eimashin oisoi kalike, shemi yishmadova v'yelech. Maybe he'll go and tell over strategic secrets to the goyim, live on the other side of the border. Let us see Rashi. Chad mitrei tam yishon ilam chol abay shamulim mishmeid rabbi loy. Hefset tarish imetami esar trumis. Rabbi kechavim goes rolam sheitami kezov lachol dvorov. וספור, מלכו, ולאז כך המנדל בין ארץ ישראל לארץ עמים. זאת הגמרא ביתה. תניא רב חנניא בנוי שם גמליאל אימא. ובני מהגרים בזמן הזה מעונין וייסורין בוין עליהם. By they have succeeded to the Nainish min ha-shamayim, ibnei shalai kimu sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Because b'giyusom, they weren't mekayim sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So why they namo, and you let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, shalai kimu zayim mitzvahs, bo'oiden oiv lekechov, when they were goyim, they weren't mekayim. So hey, this is the third darga, which he mentioned from the Ritva, that's a goy. That he's not mekayim the sheva mitzvahs. But hashtala yifru minayu, the peronis gnuzolem laosed lovoi. The kozman de goyim, they weren't punished. Shalom was saying about ponav lavidi, the rabbi does not punish the goyim on this world. He gives them whatever scha mitzvah they have, and he punishes them laosed lovoi. Avok shemiz gairim, but now they became gairim, nefroi mehem kdele marik chayvosa, because this is l'tayvosa. Now we're going to punish them now for what they had done als goyim. They should be saying, "Loilam abo."